Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
This is the American Greed Podcast, presented by CNBC. I'm Stacy Keach. In this episode of American Greed, a mother and son from Ukraine live like American royalty off a $50 million fraud perpetrated on U.S. taxpayers.
They had million-dollar homes in Staten Island. They drove $100,000-plus cars.
But when hidden cameras catch them paying kickbacks to Medicare patients, they learn they can't keep their secret forever. And when the Department of Justice puts the squeeze on Mommy Dearest, only one question remains.
It came down to, was a mother going to let her son take the fall for her?
In a Russian neighborhood of Brooklyn, New York, a man enters a medical facility called Bay Medical Clinic. Using his Medicare card, he signs in at the front desk and is directed towards the back to receive physical therapy. Once his therapy is over, he is directed into a small room where a clinic administrator talks fees for services provided.
Massage for 50. Massage for 50. Doctor 35.
It seems like a normal transaction at a healthcare clinic, but something more sinister is actually happening. The woman isn't telling the patient how much he owes the clinic. She's telling the patient how much the clinic owes him. In March 2007, the U.S. Department of Justice creates the Medicare Fraud Strike Force. Combining the resources of the DOJ, Health and Human Services, the FBI, and state and local law enforcement, it is designed to combat healthcare fraud perpetrated throughout the country. But one place in particular stands out for this multi-billion dollar a year fraud: Brooklyn, New York.
At the time, there was more physical therapy being billed for in Brooklyn, New York than anywhere else in the entire country.
And according to Health and Human Services Special Agent in Charge Scott Lampert, the high rate of billing at one Brooklyn clinic gets their attention.
Brooklyn was high, Bay Medical was high for Brooklyn. It really stood out when we looked. Something was wrong at this particular building.
Opened in 2005 in the Russian neighborhood of Brighton Beach, Bay Medical Clinic is a facility for post-Soviet immigrants, run by post-Soviet immigrants. And one immigrant in particular rules with an iron fist.
Irina Shelikova, she was the mastermind behind it. She controlled the checkbook, really controlled where the money went. She controlled who was hired, who was fired. She was the boss. She was definitely the boss.
In 1993, the 30-year-old Shelikova leaves Ukraine with her family and immigrates to New York. 10 years later, she begins working at a health clinic on Coney Island, where she meets its lead physician, Dr. Gustav Drivas. 2 years later, they join forces to open Bay Medical and go from healing to stealing. Soon, they're billing Medicare millions of dollars a year for services provided to mostly elderly patients. The strike force wants to take a closer look inside. But nearly 20 years after the dissolution of the Soviet Union, the Iron Curtain is still difficult to penetrate.
We needed undercovers who were from, like, the old Soviet bloc area. And we got married up with the Medicaid Fraud Control Unit out of New York and Mark Morgan.
Mark Morgan immigrates to the United States in the early 90s from the Eastern European country of Georgia after the dissolution of the Soviet Union. In 2002, he enters law enforcement training to serve his new country.
I knew that I wanted to fight against crime and waste, abuse, and neglect of taxpayers' money.
Morgan joins the New York Medicaid Fraud Control Unit to fight for U.S. taxpayers. And in fact, even before his agency is incorporated into the National Strike Force in August of 2009, he has neighborhood informants telling him about the inner workings of Bay Medical.
Almost everybody knew in my neighborhood what was going on.
According to Morgan, neighborhood news is passed liberally through word of mouth among residents, and everyone is saying the same thing. Patients at Bay Medical are getting kickbacks for allowing the clinic to bill Medicare for procedures that either aren't necessary or aren't performed at all. Robert Capers is a former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York.
If they came in for physical therapy, there was a certain flat rate. If there was, they complained of dizziness, they can have a dizziness test. After they came a successive number of times and they built up a number of claims, then they could come in and they can collect their kickbacks.
Even worse, the procedures often aren't even performed by actual physicians. Dr. Drevis almost never makes an appearance at his own clinic.
He should have seen each patient that a claim was submitted in his name for. He should have treated them, evaluated them, and prescribed a proper treatment plan for whatever their ailment was. Instead, he did nothing more than sign his name to medical charts, when in fact he never even treated the patients to begin with.
From the beginning, the true queen of the realm is Irina Shelikova. And under her direction from March 2005 to July 2010, the clinic rakes in $50 million of taxpayers' money. What to do with all that cash? Ask her son. In November 2009, investigator Mark Morgan is looking for informants willing to carry hidden cameras into Bay Medical to record the clinic paying kickbacks to patients. But in a community that largely grew up in the Soviet Union, recruitment isn't going to be easy.
Back to the Soviet Union, people were afraid to tell the truth. But there is always one in a million right person to come forward and help the country.
To recruit locals to take cameras into Bay Medical, Morgan encourages them to pledge allegiance to their new country.
I explain that all of you are receiving many benefits for this country. Every child contributed anything in your life, in your past, towards this country. We need your help. All we ask to tell the truth.
Morgan's plea works. Two informants agree to take video and audio recording devices into the clinic.
Я прошу прощения первый раз у вас. Буду задавать умные вопросы, а вы, пожалуйста, не обижайтесь.
Over a seven-month period, the task force runs 25 undercover operations and gains an intimate knowledge of Bay Medical's inner workings.
It really kind of painted a exact picture on what was happening in that clinic and how brazen this fraud scheme really was.
The undercover operations show enough money changing hands that a judge approves installing a camera inside the clinic's office. The footage shows exactly what the strike force hopes. Patient after patient getting cash kickbacks laid right into their hands. And on the wall in front of them, a threatening reminder.
It's original from Soviet Union. It says the Nibalta means don't gossip, and has also written that be careful those days, even wolves have ears.
From the spring to the summer of 2010, we saw no less than 1,000 people or so who came in and received kickbacks over a period of 6 weeks, which allowed us to estimate that there was about $500,000 that had been given out in kickbacks just in that period alone.
Over the 5 years of the fraud, the total of kickbacks paid out to mostly poor elderly Medicare patients could be more than $7 million.
I mean, it could be $10,000 to $15,000 on a given day. I mean, it was so blatant to the point that at certain times, the people paying the kickbacks would run out of money, and they would have to hide in another room away from the patients while they called, usually Max, and said, Max, go to the bank. We need more money.
Max is Irina Shelikova's son, Max Shelikov. And when masterminding a fraud, paying kickbacks isn't as simple as cutting checks to complicit patients. Steps have to be taken to disguise it.
You can't pay him in checks, because how are you going to explain that to, the IRS? It's not a deductible business expense, I don't believe. So this is how we set up our summation, if you remember.
Eric Kreisman and Caroline Polisi represent a client who they say is a victim of Bay Medical's elaborate conspiracy to launder cash into kickback payments.
My client, Yelena Galper, got involved because she was friends with Larissa Shelabedova. And without my client's knowledge, Ms. Shelabedova opened up three companies and signed my client's name as the president.
Larissa Shelabedova is an associate of Irina Shelikova and conspires with Bay Medical to open multiple companies in various people's names, purporting to be vendors for Bay Medical. But in reality, the only service these vendors provide is turning Medicare payments into cash.
So what you need to do is you need to figure out a way to get that cash, but hide the fact that you own that cash. So what they did was they made checks out to these phony companies that would be normal vendors in the line of a medical clinic.
The phony companies then cash the checks, take a little for themselves, and pass the rest of the cash back to Bay Medical to pay kickbacks.
So you give them $10,000, you'll take, I don't know, a $1,000 fee from that, for laundering that, and here's your $9,000. Now you have your $9,000 in cash.
Kreisman says his client, Yelena Galper, never sees a dime. According to him, Larissa Shelabedova takes the commissions all for herself.
She would fly to Miami Beach, stay at the Trump International, have a nice sushi dinner, go anywhere she wanted, buy anything she wanted.
And it's all in Yelena Galper's name.
The business bank card saying Moss Creations Plus, Yelena Galper, our client. And whose picture is it? None other than Larissa Shelabedova.
No matter who the actual owners of these companies may be, Max Shelikov runs back and forth between more than 20 different shell companies to collect the laundered cash. And he has some fast cars to expedite the trip.
Max Shelikov owned no less than five or six cars that were valued individually at almost $100,000 or more apiece.
In a scheme that deals in so much cash, the Department of Justice has a difficult time determining just how much money Irina Shelikova and her family take home. But they do know they take it to nice homes.
They had million-dollar homes in Staten Island. They drove $100,000-plus cars. They bought hundreds of thousands of dollars in other trinkets, expensive jewelry, Louis Vuitton bags. Max Shelikov forfeited a 4.2-carat ring that was valued at $165,000 that he gave as an engagement ring to his fiance.
There's no question, big money is flowing through Bay Medical's offices, but it's about to end. Like the poster says, the walls have ears.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
On Friday, July 16th, 2010, the Medicare Fraud Strike Force raids Bay Medical. Unfortunately, when they arrive, the queen of the operation, Irina Shelikova, is not there.
She was recovering from cosmetic surgery, so we did not put her in custody at that time. She was supposed to turn herself in on Monday, and she never showed up. And it turned out she'd gotten on a plane and flown to Ukraine.
Max Shelikov is not named in the original complaint, but he can sense how the winds are blowing and follows his mother to Ukraine. Months later, Max is also indicted. But still, in Ukraine, his and his mother's arrest seem unlikely, but not impossible.
We wait, and we're patient, and we wait till they travel.
According to Kathy Batt, the FBI has a lot of ears around the world. And the weekend of November 12, 2011, they hear that Max is traveling to Canada, possibly with intentions of sneaking back into the United States.
And when Max left Ukraine to go to Canada, we knew that he was on that flight. And we called Canada, we talked to the Mounties, and we got the Mounties to meet him at the airplane.
The Mounties put Max on a flight to JFK, where Kathy Batt is there to arrest him. But Max isn't the real catch. The big fish is Irina Shelikova. And now law enforcement has the bait to lure her in. Max is staring at a possible 15 years in prison if he's convicted. But the feds will recommend a severely reduced sentence for cooperating if he gets his mother to come back to the U.S. to take her medicine.
We told Max what our expectation would be, and Max presumably had several conversations with his mother and convinced her that returning to the United States was the best thing for him.
Shelikova returns to the United States on June 15, 2012, and is arrested like her son at JFK Airport. Irina, her son Max, her ex-husband Sergei, and her niece Elena Gorenko all plead guilty to the fraud, as does one of the masterminds of the money laundering operation, Larissa Shalabadova. Others, however, decide to fight it, including Dr. Gustav Drivas.
He had so much to lose. It didn't pay for him to plead guilty. He was going to lose his medical license, and he was going to go away anyway. So he rolled the dice.
Others accused of money laundering rolled the dice with him and go to trial, including Eric Kreisman's client, Yelena Galper. Despite who is actually on trial, Kreisman says the villain of this fraud is obvious to the jury. When Max Shelikov takes the stand, the jury's disdain of him is evident.
The first thing, he sold his mother out, right? Number two, he used all of the money and was a brat. I mean, he lived like he was entitled to this. He became a citizen of this country, and instead of doing something decent, he actually stole from our government. It was palpable. The jury hated him.
Dr. Drivas' performance at trial doesn't come off any better. According to Kreisman, he doesn't provide any more medical service at court than he did at his clinic.
During a break, one of the defendants actually started thinking he was having some heart problems, heart pain, and maybe he was having a heart attack. And all of a sudden it was like, is there a doctor in the room? And everyone looks around and sees Dr. Drivas, and he's basically looking away, he's reading, not me.
Three of the money laundering defendants who supposedly own shell companies, including Yelena Galper, are acquitted. But Drivas isn't so lucky. He's convicted and sentenced to 12 years and 7 months in prison. Yelena Gorenko is sentenced to 3.5 years. Max pleads guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit health care fraud and a count to commit money laundering. But his sentence could have been much worse. Thanks to his mother's sacrifice, he is sentenced to only 30 months in prison. He is now free. Irina, on the other hand, gets hit with 15 years for conspiracy to commit money laundering. She is scheduled to be released in 2025. The fall of Bay Medical's $50 million scam on U.S. taxpayers leaves one man proud to have helped his adopted country.
Always country asks you to be good citizen, honest,
and contribute something to this country. I feel I contributed back to this country what this country gave to me.
Thanks for listening to the American Greed Podcast, presented by CNBC. I'm Stacy Keach.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. So you need a business partner just like you. Like FedEx, who understands your passion for serving your customers because they have the same commitment towards you. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. What's more, FedEx Ground is faster to more locations than UPS Ground. Trust FedEx for timely deliveries. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively FedEx.